I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's having dough. That's a lyric right there. Mm-hmm. They don't blame me. So, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jay-Z had 99 problems, but you know what wasn't one. Now, our guy, Professor Landini, has 44 problems with the Commanders. 44 problems in honor of them giving up 44 points way too frequently. Professor, take it away.
All right, yes. So by popular demand, I have created a list, 44 problems with the team in honor of them giving up 44 points on defense, and also because 44 is apparently what can fit on one page on Google Docs. So that works too. Number one, the quarterback is hurt.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's
a problem. That's a big – that lands at number one. That's rightfully the number one problem.
Yeah.
And Marcus has been good, but Jaden is – different cat.
Yeah, clearly better. Number two, they had a soft training camp.
All right.
Seemed like it.
Number three, they can't tackle.
It's been a problem.
Number four, they can't cover.
It's been a problem.
Well, that makes a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Number five, they can't pressure the quarterback.
Those three together are horrible.
And number six, they can't stop the run.
I mean, when you add those factors up, you get a defense that
you get a big factor.
Nobody has done what they've done in the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, the kicker sucks.
Does he suck?
Yes. He can't hit field goals over 50 yards, dude. This ain't the 80s. You're expected to do that these days.
I am curious, and I bet Greg might even like know this number and text in as soon as he hears us say this. When Mark Moseley won the MVP award, how many over 50 kicks do you think he made?
Moseley over 50. One or two.
Dude, what's funny is when you tell like young people, like if Ben Strober might know it because he's like a just super sports nut, but I'm like younger Jeff, like when Jeff first started working with us, I bet Jeff didn't realize Mark Moseley was a kicker and won MVP of the NFL.
The only kicker.
It's crazy.
You remember I asked who?
And he kicked straight on, Jeff. He didn't kick soccer style.
Jeff didn't know who Mark Moseley was after he had met Mark Mosley's son.
Wow.
He's like Mark Moseley Jr.
He kicked with a square toe shoe that was kind of turned up at the front, straight on.
He's funny as hell, though, and got killer hair.
I know who he is now.
Has never out of place.
His longest field goal that season was 48 yards.
Yeah.
Wow. He never hit one over 50.
Wow. He didn't try one over 50.
And then Chip Lowmiller, we beat the Vikings 15-13, I think, and he kicked 5 field goals. I think all of them over 50 yards.
That's crazy. All right, Landfill, sorry, we stopped you.
Number 8, the wide receivers keep getting hurt.
That's a problem.
Number nine, when the wide receivers aren't hurt, they keep dropping passes. Number 10, the first round pick is on the struggle bus. Number 11.
I don't know the Connerly. It's your list.
Struggle bus. Number 11.
It's your list.
They can't run the ball with the running backs. Number 12, they couldn't run the ball with the running backs last year either. Number 13, the quarterback running the ball is the only way to get offense, which leads to the quarterback getting hurt.
It is the only run game they have is quarterback run, and that's troubling.
Number 14, ugly uniforms.
The Super Bowl era looked good.
Yeah, they only wore those once. They played nine other games, and those uniforms suck. And because they wore the Super Bowl era ones, we can all admit now that these uniforms suck, and they're clearly bad.
I think they're going back to them.
Well, hurry up. Number 15, they can't generate turnovers on defense.
It is remarkable how bad they are at turning people over. For a staff that preaches ball is life, they're just not getting...
Ball is life, but you have to do something in a certain sequence. Can't just go for the ball. You got to go for the person, then go for the ball.
Right. And I think the lack of interceptions is pretty indicative in the – they're giving up huge chunk plays where dudes are wide open. Like, you're not – you got to be close to the ball to pick it off. Totally. And then no pass rush. You're not generating fumbles from the quarterbacks. That's a good one, Lamphill. They're 30th in the NFL at creating turnovers.
Not great. We only have one good player from the Rivera-era drafts.
Who is that at this point? Cosby?
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
Yeah.
Man.
Not great.
What number are we at?
We're at 16. That was 16. Number 17 is that we traded all of our picks for old vets.
I don't know about all, but they did trade.
Traded a lot of picks.
The Lattimore trade, flop. The Tunsil trade is good, and I'd be stunned if they don't get a contract with him, and he's not kind of the long-term answer. The Debo for a fifth, I'm pretty cool with that one.
Yeah, I am.
I'd actually maybe even say that the best wide receiver is a free agent at the end of the year.
Debo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, could certainly... I don't know that you could pay Debo because you're going to have to pay Tunsil a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think you got to spend some real money to get blue chip players.
Yeah. And they got, and the thing about it, it's not just one or two positions.
Right.
It's a lot of positions they have to go after.
What number are we at, Lamphill?
Number 19 is next, and it's the best defensive player got suspended for punching a dude.
That specific to this week stings.
Right.
All right, if you just got in your car, Lamphill's running through his list of 44 problems with the Washington Commanders, 44 in honor of the amount of points they gave up last week, or the fact that that's as far as a Google Drive sheet will take you. Is that right, Landy?
Yes, that is correct.
And we're now on number 20.
Number 20 is dumb mascot.
Yo, left hand up. I like Major Tutty.
Me too.
Tutty gets grief.
I do too.
I'm not mad at Tutty.
Tutty one of the best out there.
I'm angry at Tutty.
I'm saying he can dance. He can do a little different tricks. I'm not just saying just because of the mascot. I don't go crazy over a mascot to just walk out there.
I need Tutty to take some accountability.
And he's just a mascot. Tutty ain't got nothing to do with it.
What would Tutty's accountability look like? What would you like to see or hear from Tutty, Lamphill?
I'd like an apple in his mouth and him getting roasted over a spit.
I think you can't say he's not. I like Tutty. He's got some time before he's one of the best, just because it's still so new and so fresh.
The
Chief in the Wolf joint, that dude's good.
He's very interactive. He does different things.
He's got his own Twitter.
That's
account.
What I'm cool with. You know, some of them just go out there and just stand up.
I'm pro Tutty. All right, Landy, what else?
I saw the Raven dude the other day. Poe was Poe.
Injuries have decimated the roster and derailed the season.
Yeah.
Number 22, they keep getting embarrassed in primetime games.
The primetime thing has been a problem.
This year.
Yeah.
Number 23, the punter is a top five player on the roster.
Yeah, we've been saying that's a problem.
Dress has been a top five player for them for years.
Yeah, but when your best player is your punter.
Who's
sometimes.
The Chiefs punter? Nobody knows because they're a good team. They just win.
Dude, nobody knew the Lions punter last week because he never got on the field.
Never.
Maybe he's the holder on extra points. But...
Speaking of the Lions, opposing fans took over our stadium.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
They were chanting Jared Goff, and you could hear it on TV.
I look up there and saw dude, all that blue. I was a little upset.
There was a Let's Go Lions chant an hour before kickoff.
Not great.
Not great. Now, I did see somewhere online that apparently Lions fans pick one game a year to go take over, and they picked this one. I mean, the reasons behind that are pretty obvious why, because of the playoff loss.
They were very, very gangster then when they knew everybody was hurt.
Professor?
They lost 44-22 for the second time this season.
That is weird. Like, beyond the BTA-ness of it all, just for to have that exact score twice is odd.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be odd if they lost twice this year 20-17 or 30-14. But 44-22 is a bit of an odd number. 22 is a little bit of a weird one.
It is.
Landfill doesn't miss with these lists.
They lost by 21 points in four straight games, and that's the first team to do that in 20 years.
That one stings.
Can't even argue about that.
That one.
Multiple teams lost every game they played in that stretch of time. Multiple teams did that, and they weren't getting blown out as badly as we have.
Mm. Yeah, it's bad. Things are bad. How many more of these you got? I'm guessing you want me to break.
Yeah, probably.
How many more do we have? 15?
I'm not great at math, but I think we have 18.
Landfill's 44 problems with the Commanders list continues. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching B. Mitch and Finley. You're streaming B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
JP Finley here. You've heard me talking about the water damage at the house and how it took out our appliances. Well, the folks at Better Services came through and hooked me up. Got all new appliances. It looks great. I posted a photo on my Facebook page if you want to check that out, just how good these new KitchenAid appliances we got look. They match the dishwasher that Better hooked us up with. Here's the thing with Better. Keep this in mind, man. They can do whatever you need, and you got to make sure your appliances are ready to rock with Thanksgiving and then Christmas coming. You're going to have a whole bunch of people at the house. You better be sure your oven gets hot, your microwave can do its job, and that fridge stays cold. But appliances aren't all Better Services could do. Say you're thinking about a bathroom renovation. Call Better. Say you maybe want to gut your kitchen. Call Better. Maybe you just got some smaller work, some handyman stuff around the house. call Better. Better Service is located in Kensington. They've got a great showroom, so you can go check out some appliances. They can get you next day or even same day delivery. Better does it all. That's BETTAR, betterservices.com. You better get better. I'm the problem, it's me. Time, everybody agrees. Speaking of the problem, Washington's got 44 of them, according to Jim Andrew Mullins the sixth. Professor Landini is what we call him. He's got a PhD in BSology. He's compiled his list. We're through 18 of your problems for the Commanders landfill. Is that accurate?
No, we made it through 26.
Okay, yeah. We have 18 remaining.
I believe that's the math.
But the synapses aren't firing fully.
I'm not good at math, so.
That makes two of us.
All right.
Brian is good at math, yeah. but what do we got? We got like 60% of your brain working right now, you think?
Nah, all of it working. Just that it's all tired.
All right, good, Professor. Though. Fire away.
All right, 27 is maybe we really were just lucky last year.
They did get some breaks, and the breaks have not come this year.
Mm-hmm. 28. Adam Rank is our daddy.
No, Adam Rank is Jeff's dad.
No, he is not, and we would not give him that type of satisfaction on this radio show.
Weren't you supposed to, like, send him a bobblehead or wear a Bears jersey or something?
JP, I don't own no Bears jerseys.
Well, I don't either. Didn't you make a bet with him that you clearly haven't paid off?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We can check the audio, Jeff.
Matter of fact, JP, go find the audio.
He Jeff, probably erased that audio.
Jeff, let me be clear. I'm not going to. Professor.
29 is we're going to have to listen to Jeff make emo songs for the rest of the season.
Jeff, how far away are you from like getting out a guitar and painting your eyelashes sadness type of music?
I'm one loss away from singing. Like completely
Please
singing.
Please don't sing, dog.
Like
Seriously.
Luther Vandross.
Give us something real quick, Jeff. Give us a taste of some Luther.
Jeff can't sing.
All right, I'm gonna give you some Teddy. That's what people say I sound like. It feels good loving somebody when somebody loves you back.
It's bad.
But you gotta
dog.
Pay for the rest.
Don't worry. I will not.
I will not pay for the rest.
Beavis just paid for some ham potato chips. They really like ham over here.
It's a bleak future we have.
Show that to the stream? My bad.
Yeah, shout ham out to potato Ham Potato Chips.
Number 30 is they're going to ruin Christmas with an inevitable loss to the Cowboys.
Dog, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. If you just accept it now, it'll be easier. Number 31.
Dallas appears to be a bad matchup based on the results we saw in Dallas, you know, a month ago.
They need about 8 new starters.
On which side of the ball?
I was thinking defense.
They won't be getting them this year, Landfill.
No, they won't.
No, they won't. It's week 11, and they've lost a lot of guys. You're right about that.
Number 32, they've played one good half out of the last 10.
Ooh, the last 10? I got to check. I got to at least check
games.
You on that one. Ooh.
He right?
I thought he meant the last 10 games.
No, he said last half of the last 10.
That first half against the Chiefs was good. Everything else has been bad.
Doug, you could argue they've only played 2 good halves out of the last 14. They were the best football they played was the second half against LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicago, it was ugly. They were kind of in position to win, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Damn, Landfill cuts like a knife.
It's not great. Sandra still is having a sophomore slump. That's number 33, clearly.
It hasn't been good.
Nah.
Number 34. Beer at the stadium is expensive, and so fans can't even drink the sadness away.
They figure out a way, Landfill. As,
always.
You know, I am at that stadium. There's plenty of beer consumed.
Plenty of drunk people.
Yeah. I mean, that one dude was drunk enough to try to run out on the field. People are still getting drunk, Landfill.
Traffic is terrible on game days.
Traffic is terrible on game days, but I think a bigger culprit, and this is not Northwest Stadium's fault, the Beltway freaking sucks.
Yeah.
I think the Beltway is, listen, anytime, any stadium, if you have everybody stay till the end, and then you've got however many people that fits now, 70,000, say that equals 30,000 cars, and 30,000 cars want to get out at the same time, it's going to back up.
Yeah. But it's amazing how stadiums that hold more people is not that bad coming
out.
Yeah.
They also do it poorly.
Right where they are, it's just where that stadium is, just it's hard to get out.
Totally. It really does help, though, as far as the traffic getting in for a 1 o'clock game is tough. Because you basically got the Drew Cohens of the world, the crazies that still get there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of people are getting there between noon and 1.
For the most part.
And that just makes it tough. When you get these later starts, the 4:30, the 8:30, traffic getting in is way easier. All right, Lampill, please.
Got number 36. They got to delay a game on an extra point.
Hear. That is.
Yeah.
That is terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Relatedly, number 37, they just get a bunch of penalties overall.
Got a point?
Yeah. It's been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I correct that.
Number 38, even when they were playing kind of well at the beginning of the season, they were starting slow in every game.
Yep.
The slow starts.
That's like pulling the scab off right there.
Number 39, poor depth everywhere, really, except for maybe quarterback. I think they're solid at quarterback. Backup.
Depth has been exposed, wide receiver depth particularly. How about Treylon Burks? I wanted to be a one-man band for Treylon Burks. Like, yo, this is a great opportunity. He's landed in a good spot, and he had to get surgery on his finger.
Yeah. Ligament damage.
Number 40, too many big plays allowed.
With a bullet.
That could have been in the top five.
Yeah, dude. I mean, hell yeah. That's correct.
Number 41, Tunsil and Tress are the only high-end talents.
Tunsil and Tress, as far as dudes playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Number 42, the Peters-era draft picks are a mixed bag.
That, Lampill, is far more fair than I expected you to be on that topic. So I agree with you. Mixed bag is fair.
Number 43, they're giving up 35.8 points per game over the last five games.
Give me that number again.
35.8 over the last five games.
Three touchdowns and the field goal can't be dead.
Sorry, Coach Gibbs. You're going to have to dial it up. Damn, that's bad.
And lastly, and I think this is arguably the most important one, the alumni are still not doing enough to help the team win.
Damn it, Brian.
Lanfield, you got to take that off. That's garbage. The alumni has nothing to do with it. If that's the case, producers that work from 10 to 2 on the B. Mitchell Finley Show are causing the team to lose.
I agree. Jeff is the problem. Let's get rid of him.
Serious question, B. Who's more to blame, the alumni or Major Tutty?
You said a serious question before you asked that.
Yeah.
That's not a serious question.
Lampill, who's more to blame, the alumni or Major Tutty?
It's close because, I mean, they both deserve so much.
I mean, expectations for the alumni and Major Tutty are so significant that B's just slamming him own chips. Nobody go anywhere.
Yo, you're number one. Super Bowl ring. What fingers on?
Washington has 44 problems documented. If you want to pick nits, maybe you can get that list down to 40. You know who's got more? The New York Giants. We're talking Giants when we return. Nobody go anywhere.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.